A historic night at the arena. A lot of fun, a lot of good, but I think it's only fair to start with the bad news first. I feel like that's what people normally like, by the way. You get that dilemma, hey, you want good news or bad news? You want to get that bad news first? I promise I'll try to be brief, but we have to be brief tonight. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan until 7:30. Joel Nelson is with me behind the glass. We will have our usual Thursday night fun. We will pick the Thursday night game. Joel will put together a same game parlay. I believe we have back-to-back winners from our guy Joel. Back-to-back weeks, that same game parlay he put together hit. I might be incorrect about last week, but I don't think I am. And tonight we have Broncos and Saints. If you don't have Amazon Prime, you can listen to that game right here on 93.7 The Fan or on your Odyssey app, courtesy of the NFL on Westwood One. But Joel, when you are thrown into that dilemma, you get that, you know, maybe you're told to sit down and you say, hey, I got good news and bad news. What do you want first? You almost always pick the bad news first.
Yeah, it's got to be the bad news first. Yes. Just get that out of the way, you know.
Yeah, you want to end with something positive.
End on a good note.
So that's what we will do here. And by the way, you can chime in if you were at the game last night to see the historic point and historic goal for Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby. Feel free to chime in on your experience at 412-928-9370. The Penguins won 6-5 in overtime. A fun game, an exciting game. Again, some big accolades being reached that we will get to in a moment. But there currently is still a pretty big issue with this hockey team. Now, they are scoring more than I expected. I don't know what the projection was with them, but they are scoring a lot of goals early in the season. So that is nice to see. Outside of that first game where they got boat raced by the Rangers, they have put up multiple 5 and 6 goal efforts. But the goaltender they paid big money to and gave a 5-year deal to is allowing more than they can probably score. To put it bluntly here, their goalie sucks. Tristan Jarry sucks. He sucks. Maybe he has the yips or something like that. I don't know. I mean, think of a Pirates graded comparison here. Steve Blass coming off some great seasons. The guy had the yips later in his career, and he was done. But here's a big difference there between those two. Steve Blass pitched the game of his life to help the Pirates win a World Series. How do you think Tristan Jarry would do if he was an MLB pitcher, Joel? He's starting Game 7 of the World Series. Just based on the history that we have seen from Tristan Jarry as a goaltender in big games, how do you think he would look in a Game 7 situation? He's the guy out on the mound. A little cross-sport chat here with playoff baseball going on.
You think he'd be on the playoff roster in the first place?
I wouldn't put him there.
I'd rather him not have to start Game 7.
Because I
maybe
think
it'll be a bullpen game. He goes like one inning.
Yeah, I think he would get rocked. He'd be that guy that goes out there and gives you like 2 innings and it's 7-1 by the time he exits the game and your team is pretty much dead in the water. But I think no matter what it is, he is just a bad player. He is not a good player. They gave him a 5-year deal. They gave him money. Now, hockey, the money looks a little bit different than it does compared to other sports. The amounts are not asinine that what most players are getting. But I think it is only a matter of time before he is benched for the second consecutive season on this 5-year deal. You have Blomqvist behind him. Nobody knows how to pronounce that guy's name, by the way. He's behind him. He came in relief again. The Penguins win the game. Now, he wasn't outstanding, but he was a whole hell of a lot better than what Tristan Jarry gave them. Nedeljkovic will be back eventually. I really think we could get to the point where Jarry finds himself benched. And they shouldn't be afraid to do that. Now, maybe the contract and the financials will make them afraid to do that. But listen, you know you only have a window that is getting smaller and smaller. It is closing more and more by the year. If you really want to believe, as long as we have 87 and 71 and 58 on this team and 65 for the time being, as long as we have those guys, we consider ourselves a live animal if we ever get to the postseason again. They've missed it for back-to-back years. I think you have to be willing to make that change. They did it last season. I applaud them for that. Nedeljkovic was the guy they rode on last season when things were on the line. Now, did they end up getting to the playoffs? No. I'm not going to blame the backup goaltender for that. We saw what happened seasons prior to this when Jari was in playoff games, when Jari did have to win big games down the stretch of a season, and he would lose to bad teams or he would get beat up and spit out. It wasn't pretty. He was horrendous last night. Horrendous. I'm barely sitting down for dinner. It's already 1-0. I'm barely putting the first bite of food in my mouth, and it's 2-0. The Penguins get one quickly right back, which was very nice. And then on about my fourth or fifth bite of dinner, it's 3-1. It was a disaster in that first period, and his name was all over it. He was horrendous last night. He's been pretty horrendous to start the season. And I don't know, maybe this is just me always being anti-Jari. I didn't think he was all that great before. Let's be real. I said I would be brief there. I think that was pretty brief to get into the negatives of things. I promised I wouldn't dive into the negatives there and what was a historic night and what was a Penguins victory. So it is time to get to the good. You heard the two calls there. The national broadcast last night on TNT, Sidney Crosby achieving his 1600th point, sorry. Could be 16,000 by the time that dude's done. 1600 points last night. And a little bit later, Evgeny Malkin netted goal number 500. A huge night for maybe the best duo in the history of Pittsburgh sports. I will name my top five in a little bit, by the way, Joel. And if you want to chime in with any that I miss, feel free to do so. Pony and I did this around 3:30 today. You can go back and check that out on the Odyssey app. If not, just stay tuned a few minutes from now and I will give my top five. Both guys had big nights, one with 4 points, the other with 3 points. They helped lead the Penguins back from a massive hole that Tristan Jarry dug for them in that first period. These guys truly are two of the most special athletes this city has ever seen. They are. Sometimes you don't realize it in the time that it's happening. And you think, well, are they really that good? Are they as good as this duo? Are they as good as that duo? Are they as good as that player? But they truly are. They truly are. They've been playing together for almost 2 decades. We don't see that often, especially this day and age in professional sports. They've been playing together for 19 seasons. And they have mostly been great. Now, Gino gets some flack, but he is still playing at a high level. In fact, going into tonight, he leads the National Hockey League in points. In 2024, he leads the NHL in points. Sidney Crosby is, to me, like the Bret Hart of hockey. And this is a good thing. This is a very good thing. First off, just a little funny tie-in that they're both Canadian. They are both in the argument of greatest ever at what they do. One of them, a hockey player, the other one, a professional wrestler. They are both absolute technical masters of their given crafts. And they are also very tight-knit, very straight-edge, and borderline boring people. Now, again, I'm not complaining about that in any way with Sidney Crosby. I wish that we had more like that. There are plenty of guys who are getting themselves in the news and in the headlines for the wrong reasons. I mean, Sidney Crosby is one of the single most impressive athletes that I have ever seen in any sport. Not only is the ability on the field or on the ice or on the court at a legendary level, a top 5 to top 10 ever level, you have no idea what the dude does outside of the game he plays. No idea. The most I've ever heard, we've gotten some stories out of our pal Tyler Kennedy, who joins us every Wednesday at 2:35. Now, TK, if you can't tell already, great dude, fun dude. You could tell that our buddy TK liked to get after it a little bit in his playing days. And he would tell us a few times, he's told us a few stories about Sidney Crosby that, yeah, Sid would go to the bar with us. He'd hang out for a little bit. He'd maybe have one drink. He'd have a water right next to him. He always likes being in charge of the situation. That spoke volumes to me, because that's not easy for people to do. People go out in those settings and think, you know, I want to let off some steam. I want to hang out with the boys. I want to get after it. I don't want to have any responsibilities. And Crosby, he doesn't really flip that switch. He keeps in mind the repercussions if something would happen in a night out on the South Side, or, you know, if he's not in control of a given situation. And that is something that is very admirable about the player. These guys have been outstanding role models that have molded young hockey players in this area and across the country, Canada, wherever, for the last 20 years. There are dozens upon dozens of guys, young players in the league right now, who I'm sure if you talked about their favorite players growing up, you'd hear the names Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin probably in the first couple of guesses. Crosby probably within the first three names you hear. Malkin probably within the first 5 to 10 names you hear. It's been awesome to watch these guys in this time span. I was in elementary school when they started playing. I was in, I think, third or fourth grade, their first season together. I mean, think about that. We're 20 years beyond that. I'm 6 years out of college now. I'm talking on a radio station that I grew up listening to. And these guys have been playing at an extremely high level, and they've been fantastic citizens off the ice in that entire time span. Before I was even in middle school or high school, long before that, I was still having recess every day when these two guys started in the National Hockey League, and they've been some of the best players in the game the whole time. Maybe Geno's game has dipped a little bit, still a better player than what he gets credit for, but Sidney Crosby has been outstanding every single season. He went through his concussion issues. A lot of people worried, hey, how would this guy look when he comes back? The man has been a beast of a player. And I don't think these guys are really all that close to being done. I feel like they could actually play for 3 or 4 or 5 more years. It all depends on their health and how they feel like they want to go out and finish their respective careers. They have lifted the cup 3 times, the most of any duo in team history. The number of memories produced by this pair, almost unmatched. And I also feel like, and Joel, I'll be interested if you have this viewpoint. And again, if you are out there listening, you went to the game last night, maybe you just watched the game, maybe you watch all the games or listen to the games, however you take them in, I want to hear from you and your experience. 412-928-9370. I feel like there is something with the fan base where it's like not a bad divide. It's almost like a more of a lighthearted, you know, fun type thing. But I feel like there is something where you find yourself more of an Evgeny Malkin fan or more of a Sidney Crosby fan. You don't dislike either player. You love both players, but maybe you just find yourself more relatable to one than the other. Like me, for instance, Joel, I've always been more of a Geno guy. I will acknowledge that Crosby has been and pretty much always has been the better all-around player. But maybe it's because of the fire and the passion that we see from Geno on the ice sometimes. We rarely get that from Sid because, again, always in control of the situations, always has that even keel mindset where Geno can get a little fired up. People get angry at him because then he may take a stupid penalty. But whether it's that, the celebrations he will have after a big goal, you know, his parents, they used to go to all these games in the playoffs and they'd show them just in the crowd and people loved it. Whether he says, "I am score," you know, still, you know, trying to learn the English language 20 years later. Whatever it may be, like, I feel like there is a funny thing with Penguins fans where they love both players, but they do kind of like one guy more than the other. Do you sense that with either of them? Like, do you have a preference? Like, I have always been more in the Evgeny Malkin camp.
Yeah, I'd say I'm more in the Crosby camp, but of course, you know, got a good appreciation for Malkin. I think just the things that Crosby is doing at the level that he's doing and at the age he is right now is just incredible, and he makes some crazy, cool, excellent, wild passes. You know, even when he doesn't score, he's got some really good dishes that maybe Evgeny Malkin doesn't necessarily get, but whatever Crosby does, they both are incredible to watch. Crosby, just a little bit of an edge. I didn't really think about that between the two players like you brought up, but now I can kind of see it, and you explained it pretty perfectly.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know what it is. Maybe even playing like the video games as a kid, I thought Malkin was more fun of a player. Maybe. I don't know. For whatever it is, I've just always been more on the Evgeny Malkin side, but I love both players. I'm very grateful that I've gotten to witness them play together and win three championships for this city in the last 20 years. And you know I'm not the biggest hockey guy, and the people out there listening know I'm not the biggest hockey guy, but I can still take moments like this to appreciate the greatness that I have gotten to witness in front of me. I mean, they have a brotherly-like bond that is also really, really cool. I mean, I got to witness Crosby's 500th goal in person. I wish I could have been there last night to see Geno, but I do want to hear from you if you were at the game, if you watched at home, no matter how you took it in. 412-928-9370. You call, we answer. 412-928-9370. I also want to give my top five Pittsburgh sports duos of all time. I will do that in a little bit. It is a short one with us tonight. We were only together for about another hour, but you can react to that as well at 412-928-9370. Were you at the game last night? What do Geno and Sid mean to the Penguins, mean to the city, mean to you? 412-928-9370. Do you have a favorite of the two? It might be a slight edge, but do you have one that you like more than the other? And you can even give your favorite Pittsburgh sports duo while you are at it. 412-928-9370. The fan text line, that is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.